So today we have with us on the call His Grace Prasannatma Prabhuji, who will be enlightening us on the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 9, Verse 64 onwards. Thank you, Prabhuji, for joining the call and giving us your valuable association. Please, can you take over the call? Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. Let's start with the prayers. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrutya Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayat. Srunvatam Svakataha Krishnaha Punya Sravana Kirtanaha Pradayantastahi Abhadrani Hrudunoti Sukhrat Sutam Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaye Bhagavate Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistaki. So today's verse, Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 9th chapter, 64th sloka. Vapya vaidurya sopana padma utpala kumitvait vatiya hamsa karandava kulaya yukta chakrava sarasai. Vapya, lakes. Vaidurya, emerald. Sopana, with staircases. Padma, lotuses. Pala, blue lotuses. Kumat, Vatiya, full of lilies. Hamsa, swans. Karandhava, ducks. Kulaya, by flock of. Justa, inhabited. Chakrava, by chakravakas. Sarasai, and by the cranes. Translation: there are emerald staircases which led to lakes full of variously colored lotus flowers and lilies, and swans, karandavas, chakravakas, cranes, and similar other valuable birds were visible in those lakes. Purport: it appeared that not only was the palace surrounded by compounds and gardens with varieties of trees, but there were small man-made lakes also, where the water was full of many colored lotus flowers and lilies. And to get down to the lakes, there were staircases made of valuable jewels such as emeralds. By the beautifully positioned garden houses, there were much luxuriant birds such as swans, chakravakas, karandavas, and cranes. These birds generally do not live in filthy places like crows do. The atmosphere of the city was very healthy and beautiful. It can simply be imagined from its description. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Jnana Anjana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadankitam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunadanvaitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Vishakan Vaitamcha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhyana Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye. वञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यः वच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमाम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्ता स्वामीति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादा प्राचाच्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, thank you so much for giving this opportunity, and I beg all the Vaishnavas to give your mercy and blessings so that I can speak few words. So today's subject matter, 4th canto, 9th chapter, Dhruva Maharaj returns home, and in this sloka, it's nicely described how the kingdom of it's Dhruva's future kingdom in next chapter. Uttanapad will give eventually the kingdom in few chapters to Dhruva Maharaj, but it's nicely described how opulent Dhruva Maharaj's and Uttanapada's this kingdom is, where there is you know, once I'm reading this, immediately, you know, New Vrindavan comes into my mind, where all the beautiful lakes with, you know, swans and lotuses and, if you've been to New Vrindavan, it's exactly like this, except emerald staircases, which were there in those old days, but... So that is there is no, I mean, much philosophical discussion in this purport. So today, you know, I want to discuss about holy names and chanting, because we are in Kirtan 50 and we are in 50 hours of chanting in Dallas. That gave me the inspiration to discuss about importance of holy names and how to chant the holy names. So today I'm going to discuss the Kavalashtaka, where Giriraj Maharaj at the opening of Kirtan 50, he spoke little bit about it, the translation of one verse, but I would like to go over all the 8 verses. So this is beautiful translation of the importance of holy name. So today I would like to focus on the holy name. The verse I think we all should recite every day is Harir Nama Harir Nama Harir Nama Eva Kevalam Kalau Nasta Eva Nasta Eva Nasta Eva Gatir Anyata. So with that introduction of the holy name, there is no other way, there is no other way in this Kali Yuga. So in this Kali Yuga, there is no other way other than the holy name to get out of this fangs of Kali Yuga. So Maduram Madure Biopi Mangale Biopi Mangalam Pavanam Pavane Biopi Harir Name Vakevalam. Let's discuss about this meaning. Maduram Madurebhyopi. Holy name is more sweet than all other sweet things. So we taste so many sweet things like, halwa, gulab jam, rasgulla. Here the statement is, it's the most sweetest thing ever, the holy name. मधुरं मधुरेभ्योऽपि मङ्गलेभ्योऽपि मङ्गलम्. So holy name is more auspicious than all other auspicious things. So we do so many activities for being like, you know, like more auspiciousness, to bring more auspiciousness. But holy name is the most auspicious thing ever. Pavanam pavane bhyopi. And the holy name is the greatest purifier of all purifying things. And we go to Ganges in the first canto, you know, in the 14th, first canto, first chapter, 14th sloka, they say, you know, holy name, even if you chant unconsciously, that unconscious chanting, Apanna samsrutim gauram yatnama vivashagranam. Apanna samsrutim gauram means this material world is full of dangers. Yatnama vivashagranam. If you chant that, chanting vivashaha means not attentive chanting, even inattentive chanting, what is the effect, the power of holy name? Apanna samsutim gauram yatnama vivashagrunam tatasajya vimuchyeta. Because of that inattentive chanting, tatasajya vimuchyeta, you immediately are in a different platform. Tatasajya vimuchyeta abhiveti svayam bhayam. Everybody gets feared because of Yamadharma Raj. But people who chant the holy name, you know, Yamadharmaras get bewildered and feared because of the holy name. So that is the power of the holy name, which is the greatest purifier of all purifying things. And at the end, they say the holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. So that's why we say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So with that mood, let's go to the second verse of the Kavalashtakam. Abrahma Stamba Pariyantam Sarvam Maya Maya Jagat Satyam Satyam Punas Satyam Harir Namaiva Kevalam. The entire universe, from exalted Brahma down to the lowly clump of grass, is a product of illusionary energy of the Supreme Lord. The only thing that is reality, reality again, I say reality, is the holy name. What a powerful statement this is. Abrahma stamba pariyantam. So the Brahma, all the way from Brahma to low clump of grass, means a tiny bit of grass. Here they are mentioning that everything is illusionary energy of Supreme Lord. Meaning everything is illusionary energy, means Maya of Krishna. But there is only one thing real, that is Satyam Satyam Punas Satyam Harir Namaiva Kevalam. The only thing that is real, Satyam Satyam Punas Satyam, that is the holy name of Krishna. What a beautiful, powerful statement. Three times they are saying Satyam Satyam Satyam. If in Vedas, if they say twice, means that is kind of like the eternal fact. But I mean, in the Vedic literature, I mean, here they are mentioning this three times. Satyam Satyam Punas Satyam Harir Namaiva Kevalam Sa Guru Sa Pita Chapi Sa Mata Bandavo Pisha Sikshayas Chet Sadas Matam Harir Namaiva Kevalam. That person is a true preceptor or a true father or a true mother and a true friend Also, only if they teach one to always remember, the holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. Here they are saying, who is real father, who is real mother, who is real true friend, is not by relationship. It's by whoever teaches the holy name, that person becomes a true father, true mother, true friend. Even Prahlada Maharaj used to call his father, oh, greatest demons. He never called him father. He always addressed him, Danava Grani, means, oh, you are the greatest of the greatest demons. Why? Because Hiranyakasipu is not helping his son to do Harikada and the chanting of the holy name. So that's why this small kid, less than, you know, 5 years old, he is addressing him as Danava Grani, means the topmost demon. So that is the situation. So these days, people have a lot of love for the children, lot of love for their kids and the family. But are they really loving the family? If they are not helping these spirit souls to go through Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi, as a father or a mother, as a friend, as a husband, as a wife, the best real thing they can do is show the power of holy name of the Lord Hari. And the fourth sloka, Nishvasa nehi vishvasa kada ruddho bhavishyati kitaniya mado bhalyad harirnameva kevalam. So there is no certainty when the last breath will come and put an abrupt halt to all one's material plans. Therefore, it is wise to always practice chanting from very childhood. The holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. Nishvasha nehi vishvasha kada ruddho bhavishyati kitaniya mado balyat. See here, they are saying, don't even trust your breath. Nishvasha nehi vishvasa means on your breath, don't trust your breath. Kada ruddho bhavishyati. It can stop any time. As a physician, I see, deaths every so often. Brain bleeding, strokes. I see babies who born premature. I saw in the past who born prematurely at 6th month. And they are in the ICU for 4 or 5 months in ICU. Imagine a small baby, which is the size of your palm, born early and breathing for this life. And I saw some babies didn't make it. So the whole point here in traditional these days, why you have to go to temple? Why you have to read Bhagavad Gita? Why you have to chant? You have time. Don't worry about all these things now, right? That's majority of people's understanding that do sense gratification until 60 years. Then at 60 years, you have a lot of time and then you can do all these things. This is completely rubbish statement, because here it's saying that the life can stop any time. As Prahlad Maharaj said, that he's even teaching his friends who are less than 5 years the chant holy name from now. This is the exact statement Prahlad Maharaj said, that we have to prepare from childhood itself. Okay? So that is that statement. Ketaniya Madho Balyad Harir Namaiva Kevalam. And next 5th verse is Hari Sada Vase Tatra Yatra Bhagavata Jana गायन्ति भक्ति भावेन हरिर्नामैव केवलम्. Lord Hari eternally dwells in that place where the truly exalted, spiritually advanced souls sing in the mood of pure devotion. The holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. See here, Narada Maharaj, Krishna says, Naham Tishtami Vaikunte. I don't stay in Vaikuntha. Naham Tishtami Yogi Hrudayeshuva. I don't stay in the hearts of yogis. Tatra tishthami narada, yatra gayanti madbhakta. I stay where my devotees chant my holy names. For example, yesterday we have ecstatic, oh my God, it means ecstatic kirtan, where B.T. Govinda Swami is, leading that at like 9:15, and the whole room is jumping, dancing. I saw that maybe a long time back, where everybody is like kind of, you can say, at a transcendental plane. They forget completely what's going on around. Even a small kid to like a 80-year-old, they are all jumping, dancing. I strongly, my sincere faith is Krishna is there. Here the statement is very important. That, spiritually advanced souls, right? When we chant, when is my 16 rounds finished? When is my... Yesterday, Bhanu Prasad Maharaj, Guru Prasad Maharaj, he said that we always look for minimum, right? He gave an example that when you go to Vrindavan, Raghunath Goswami, he did thousands of dandavats. And if somebody goes to this holy dham and he acts smartly, if I sleep for 12 hours, I will be in continuous dandavat. And he gave the example that Krishna says, of the cheaters, I am the greatest. Imagine the statement. Of the cheaters, I am the greatest. So whatever mood we approach to Krishna, he will reciprocate that mood. The reason I am saying this is that we have to understand the spiritually advanced souls when they sing in the mood of pure devotion. It is not, everyone chants, everybody sings, but these two statements are extremely important. Spiritually advanced souls with pure mood of pure devotion. That is the place you have to be. We can't come to Dallas all the time, or we can't go to Mayapur all the time, but if you can put Srila Prabhupada's chanting, so Prabhupada's kirtan, immediately that place becomes surcharged with Krishna. It's very, very interesting what happened last night. It's something. The sixth sloka, aho dukkam maha dukkam dukkha dukkataram yataha kachaddam vismatam ratna harir namaeva kirtanam. Meaning is, aho, what a sorrow, more painful than any other misery in the world, mistaking it as a mere piece of glass. The people have forgotten this jewel. The holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. See the statement here. Again, three times he used the word, no, four times he used the word dukkham. Aho dukkham, maha dukkham. What this material world is filled of? Crying, dukkham. And he's telling four times, aho dukkham. And he said first time, dukkham. And second time, this verse is written by, this sloka set is written by Nilakanta Goswami. So, maha dukkham. And again he said, dukkha dukkataram yataha. So the only thing that is remained in this planet Earth is Dukkham. And we are all mistaken as it is as a mere piece of glass. It's like a small glass particle. The people have forgotten this jewel. The holy name of Sri Hari is everything. That is the situation, that is the situation of this Kali Yuga, this place. So that's why we shouldn't, be so much excited about anything except holy name. So we are all fortunate because of Srila Prabhupada, we get in touch with this holy name. Imagine if Srila Prabhupada never traveled to America, what is our situation? So Srila Prabhupada is para dukkha dukkhi. I mean, the only reason he came to America is not for, to gain anything. Most 99% of people came here for jobs, for this, for that. But, as Srila Prabhupada saw, people are suffering a lot. So he did all this. So because of his mercy, we are able to discuss all these topics and see here. Diyatam, diyatam, karna, niyatam, niyatam, vachaha, giyatam, giyatam, nichyam, harir namai vakevalam. So here it said, it should be heard again and again with one's ears. What we should give to ears is the holy name, right? We should keep giving to ears the holy name, or else, we are wasting our ears. And niyata niyata vachaha means it should be uttered over and over with one's voice. So the holy name should be uttered. Prahlad Maharaj teaches his father that, what is the use of kamalakshina chincha karmalu karmalu? Hands are having its purpose when we use the hands to pray to Krishna. Srinaduni vanninchu jihva jihva means we utilize tongue to glorify the Lord. Then you are using your tongue properly. So in that way, Lord Ambarish also, King Ambarish, he said a beautiful verse, part of the body, how he utilizes that particular part to the holy names and serving Krishna and his disciples and devotees. So we have to continuously chant. Oh, the holy name, somehow, we forget Maya is very powerful. Maya is the energy of the Krishna, and the main duty of Maya is to keep us in Maya. So, yes, the only thing, only hope is devotee association, then you keep chanting. And the final statement is, Trini Kritya Jagat Sarvam Rajate Sakalo Pari Chidanandamayam Suddham Harir Namai Vakevalam. It makes the entire universe seem insignificant as a blade of grass. It rises supreme overall in a splendorous manner. It is a full of eternally conscious divine ecstasy. It is supremely pure. The holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. See the statement. It makes the entire universe seem insignificant as a blade of grass. The holy name on one side and the whole entire universe on the other side, because of the holy name, sweetness, greatness, purity, the entire world becomes insignificant as a blade of grass. What a statement this is. And it rises supreme over all in a splendorous manner. And, out of all this, the holy name sits like a king on top of everything. It is full of eternally conscious divine ecstasy. This is like Amruta. eternally conscious divine ecstasy. It is supremely pure. The holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. So it said that the holy name of Sri Hari is everything. So that's the power of the holy name. That's the power of the holy name. So 8 verses, this is actually 100 verses written by Nilakanta Goswami, and these are the 8 verses about holy name. So with this background, I would like to go into like the practical aspect. Yesterday, you know, during the kirtan, I was meditating and praying, you know, Krishna revealed, these are my realizations, how to chant holy name. So C for concentration, that's the key. Concentration, how do we get concentration, is by initially, at least for first 1-2 minutes, because visual stimuli, for example, if I am watching a TV, if I am watching something, because of the visual stimulus, the mind starts thinking something else. So C for concentration, to attain concentration, at least 30 seconds, close the eyes and cut that visual stimuli. And at least think about Radha Kalchanji, Radha Brindavan Chandra, Radha, you know, that beautiful lordships of Radha and Krishna. And then H for, now we have to pray them, beg them. Once we focus on our focus on the holy, like, you know, beg their mercy, because, you know, only by mercy of Krishna and all the parampara, all the great Vaishnavas, then only we can hear the holy name, right? Or else we chant every day, you know, it's mechanical chanting, and people say my mind is running here and there, and many of us are very unhappy with our quality of chanting. Why? Because we need mercy from our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and Namacharya Haridas Thakur, and, you know, Vyasadev, Sukadev Goswami, Narada, Brahma, and eventually Krishna. So without their mercy, it's impossible. So see concentration. Immediately, you know, sometimes what happens, for the first few rounds, the mind runs here and there. We can't focus on the holy name. Then after finishing those rounds, then slowly we go into the Krishna's, you know, whatever he reveals from within. But it's very even smart that, you know, even you are focusing on Krishna from the first get-go, you get this all this nectar. From the holy name. C for concentration, closing eyes. And by closing eyes, you are cutting this, you know, material world. And holy name is not part of this material world. We should enter into the spiritual realm. So that's holy name. And with that, what happens is H. Now the second part is most important part, is hearing the holy name. Now we focused on Krishna, and now we start hearing our own, whatever we are saying, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You chant, you hear. That's the only thing you are doing. You don't forget about everything else. We don't need to. And slowly Krishna reveals from within, you know, Nama Rupa Guna Leelas by the holy name. So concentration, hearing, and third is Srila Prabhupada always says, be attentive while chanting. And even one of the aparad, 10 offenses, it's inattentive chanting is very bad. So attention, and most importantly, absorption. You know, in the kirtan yesterday, you absorb into the holy name. So real chanting is, what happens is you forget the material reality outside and you enter into the spiritual realm and you forget completely yourself and you are, your only focus absorption is in Krishna, Krishna's holy name, Krishna's holy form and Krishna's pastime. Okay, absorption. And M for nectar. So whenever we are chanting, the nectar is Nama, Rupa, Guna, Lilas. And finally, with all this process, the end result is true love. True love means Krishna Prema. Krishna Prema is the ultimate result of this whole chanting process. So in that way, we act, you know, just like Brajavasis, spontaneous love. We are just now sadhakas. We are trying so hard to sadhana. But Brajavasis, they have spontaneous love. They don't need all this, you know. So anyways, I was thinking about this this thing of holy name and how important it is. So that's why I just made this chant yesterday. By Krishna's Radha Kalchandri's mercy. I will end this class with this beautiful verse. Second canto, first chapter, 11th sloka. Continuous chanting recommended for all. Eta nirvijyamananam ichitam akutah bayam yoginam nupanunnitam harer namana kirtanam. The meaning is, O King, Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Maharaj Parikshit, O King, constant chanting of holy name of the Lord after the ways of great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. See the statement. Doubtless and fearless way of success. What is the doubtless and fearless way of success? Holy name. Holy name is for whom? People who doesn't have desires? People who do have desires? People who are self-satisfied like Sukadeva Goswami, who is initially, Sukadeva Goswami doesn't know all this. So he is very self-satisfied Atma Rama, but he even attracted to Krishna and holy names. So it's a very powerful statement by Sukadeva Goswami that holy name is not for, you know, just devotees. It's not for just, it's for everyone, everyone. It's even for most exalted mystics, for yogis. All these people, the only hope for these people is holy name. So anyways, I will end here saying Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalav Nasta, Iva Nasta, Iva Gatir Anyata. Hare Krishna. So any questions, comments, you know, thank you so much for giving the opportunity and please give your blessings so that, you know, I will improve my chanting and it's my New Year resolution. Hopefully that's my top priority next year, that chanting is the key. With this, I pray all the Vaishnavas lotus feet that you give mercy and blessings. Vanchakalpa Tharubhyasya, Prapasindu Bhyayavacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments, please feel free to. Yeah, nice.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you very much for.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very, very nice. About the Namastakam. Thank you. Hare Namayu Kevalam. There is nothing else. Virin Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also saying, within the 14 worlds, there is nothing else than the holy name is the only one, only shelter. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Babaji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. You are such a senior Vaishnava. Please give your blessings. And yes, that is completely true. All spiritual masters, Rupa Goswami and all these people told so many good things about holy name. You know, there is a whole book that is published, just the statements of, all these great Vaishnavas.
Yes. I'm not senior, you are senior. You are giving very, very wonderful philosophical classes and very nicely. You have realized that you can explain and tell us. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Okay, this is Komodaki Dasi. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Thank you very much. Very inspiring class. Shakti Hat. Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Eva Keolam. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.
Hare Krishna, yes, Mataji, yes, it's very important, we all do this. Srila Prabhupada said when he is coming to America, the only two things is his Guru Maharaj is with him all the time, and he has faith in the holy names. When he started this whole movement, there are no books, there are no temples, there is no nothing. He only have holy name and Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay. He came in that ship with Srimad Bhagavatam. He went to Tompkins Square Park and started holy name under that Hare Krishna tree in New York City. So thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Gurudev. And thank you so much for a wonderful lecture, Prabhuji, about the importance of the holy names. As you correctly mentioned, it's written in the scriptures too, that the only thing which is tangible in this material world, everything else is illusion. Only thing that is tangible and real is the holy name. And just wanted to let you know, Prabhuji, yesterday only in the evening, I'm in Michigan, so in Farmington Hills, Guru Maharaj, he had conducted this Holy Name workshop, which is in fact continuing for 3 days. So I attended it, and yesterday also they were talking about the verses which you talked today. So it was so wonderful to hear that from you too, Prabhuji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Please share if you learned any other, techniques or anything from the retreat from Rampad Maharaj.
Prabhuji, the same thing, whatever you were mentioning, one part was that chant and hear. Hearing is very important. Whatever you are, when we are chanting, we have to hear our own words. That is very important. That's what he was mentioning. And one more thing, Prabhuji, he mentioned that there was a research which was done by a European scientist, and that research carried on for about 10 years or something, and just trying to show the importance of the holy name, and that it has a form, that when the Sanskrit was being recited for years and years and years together, that scientist was conducting the research. And later, it was realized that those words were formed into a Devanagari script. It was formed into that, so that the vibrations created this. Whereas with the experiments with other languages, nothing happened. So that is the potency of our Sanskrit Vedic script. That's what he was mentioning.
That's a great point. Actually, it's a German scientist. I read the article. Yeah. And even they are doing functional MRIs, and people who chant and, even recite Srimad Bhagavatam, their hippocampus means all our memory stays in the hippocampus in the temporal lobe. These particular parts of the brain gets bigger because people get Alzheimer's dementia. So once we do this at a regular basis, the chance of getting Alzheimer's dementia is little less. So yes, that's completely correct. And yesterday, somebody was asking me this question that, all Bhagavatam, Krishnavatar, Ramavatar, everything happened in India. The question is, why it didn't happen in America? Why it didn't happen in Europe? Why particularly in India? Does any senior Vaishnavas have any thoughts about that question? Why it's only like, it's an interesting way, like the question was asked by, from one of the doctors who is not a devotee. So any thoughts on that question? Why all this happened in America, in India, or the Holy Land, India?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, can you please repeat the question? This is Damodar Ananda Das from Limited.
So the question is why, all the avatars, right? Rama avatara, Krishna avatara, Parasuram, and Korma avatara, Matsya avatara, all the incarnations of Krishna happened only in India. Why is it so? Did you came across that question anytime?
Yes, these type of questions all the time come up, Prabhuji, because it's not only for Sanatana Dharma, for other, like the Abrahamic religion also, they say why, all their prophets or whatever, they appeared only in the Middle East. So these type of questions come up. So the answer usually given is that I'm not comparing it to any other religion, but the Krishna avatara or the avatara that happened in Sanatana Dharma happened predominantly in Bharatvarsha, but there were other places also that they appeared. But Bharatvarsha was the chosen land because all the rishis and all the elevated people were living in that area. So that is the explanations I have heard.
Yeah.
I don't know if that will satisfy
your question. I told the same thing also, if you have any bites or any information, please share in the group. I like the discussion and more kind of what Prabhupada said about this particular topic. Anyways, because Mataji said, the Vedas and our Sanskrit language, so that's why this question came up in my mind yesterday somebody asked me the same question. So, yes, Prabhuji, any other questions? I want it to be more discussion, so that's why I'm also throwing some questions.
Prabhuji, yeah. I'm not on the WhatsApp group because, I don't like to interact so much on the social media. The other question that very often comes up is for any, avatara or this, why did they speak in a particular language? Why did, our avatara spoke only in Sanskrit? Sanskritam, or, somebody spoke in Arabic or somebody spoke in Hebrew. So that's the other question that always comes up. If God is universal, why he did not speak in all the languages at once? So these questions do come up. And the answer to that I've heard from seniors is that the avatara, the Krishna comes to a particular set of his chosen devotees, and then after he gives the knowledge or whatever, you know, leelas he performs, it is for the devotees to propagate that. Because not everybody qualifies for that kind of mercy. Mm-hmm. That's the other reason given for, you know, all this happening in a particular place or in a particular language.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. And Mataji, you are trying to say something, please.
We are not there in the Dallas Kirtan, but we can feel that as though we are there. Thank you so much for giving us that information. So regarding this question in the purport of Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya, Prabhupada comments this. It is not that. Let me read that.
What is it, Mataji? Can you repeat it?
Yeah, Mataji, in page number 1, that is 4.7, Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya, there is this statement in the last few lines of the first paragraph.
Yes.
No one should be accepted as it is not a fact that the Lord appears only on Indian soil. He can manifest himself anywhere and everywhere, and whenever he desires to appear. In each and every incarnation, he speaks as much about religion as can be understood by the particular people under their particular circumstances. But the mission is the same, to lead people to God consciousness and obedience to the principles of religion. Sometimes he descends personally, and sometimes he sends his bona fide representative in the form of his son or servant or himself in some disguised form. So here specifically he mentions that the Lord not only appears on Indian soil, and then we can see that, you know, Jesus Christ is accepted as a bona fide representative and he's known, himself declared that he's the son of the Lord. And also Kapila Muni was a Caucasian he was having blonde hair and white skin like this. And sometime back I heard that that Kapilaranya was actually the place where Kapila Muni did tapasya, and that is now California. So I just wanted to share this, Prabhuji. Actually 5,000 years before, until the grandson of Parikshit Maharaj, the whole of the world was under one Vedic culture. Prabhupada tells in one lecture that the grandson of Janamejaya's son, one of the sons, they did something non-Vedic and they were exiled. And then they went to different, settled in different places like Greek and Europe. And then we know that, you know, America was recently discovered compared to the history. The latest incarnation was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was there 500 years before, and that was when, that's the place where, as you all mentioned, that Vedic culture was still there. But in other places, which were the dynasties that came from people who were exiled from Vedic culture, even there, the Lord gives some form of religion, as Prabhupada explains here, that that can be understood by particular people under their particular circumstances. So we can see that how the Lord came or sent his representative in the form of Muhammad and Jesus Christ and gave to them that knowledge which they can appreciate. In fact, Jesus himself says that if I happen to tell you about my father, you will all faint. That is one of the quotes. And also very regularly we can see this in Quran also mentioned that there are much, much more secrets of heaven that I cannot disclose to you now. And since this was, you know, aimed at people of non-Vedic civilization and which was recent in history, still the Lord gives them up to what they can appreciate and follow. Prabhuji, this is just wanted to share these points.
Thank you so much. This is excellent. That's why Srila Prabhupada books have everything. All we need to do is see this, read his books, and great. I will also look into Veda base if he commented on this elsewhere in greater detail. But I don't know about Kapila Muni. He is a Caucasian. So it's a good, we are currently discussing the third canto in Omaha, in the Bhagavatam we are discussing Kapila Muni and Devahuti, the conversation between them. But thank you so much for sharing all this. This is very helpful.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, I have thought of these. Now Kapila Muni is described with the golden hair and very fair complexion, looking like Caucasian, but his birth is again in the Bharatvarsha. And your original question was, why did all the avatars? Now, avatars is different than the, prophets or other Shaktavesha avatars that happened. And even in Mahabharata, it described the various kings coming from various kingdoms around the world. And Russia is known as Russia because the rishis used to go there for tapasya. But the question is about the avatars, and you are absolutely right. All the avatars happened in, the Indian subcontinent, which is nowadays Bharatvarsha, but before the whole planet was Bharatvarsha.
That's the whole point.
That question is not answered by this explanation.
So I think, what happened is, before, even if you see the world map, they used to call Australia Asia. Means Australia, Asia, and Europe were one piece of land many thousand years back, like maybe 10,000 or 20,000 years back. But with time, it got divided. As I was always in the impression that Bharatavarsha means the whole planet. Now all the continents are divided. Now we are thinking, why it's only happened in India. But when you see the emperors like Dharmaraj and Parikshit, they are not just ruling India, they are ruling the whole world. So that is my understanding that, holy place, definitely, India is the place where all the Vedas are originated, all the Rishis are originated, all the avatars are originated without any doubt. And the revelation of the God to this extent, how the God's eyes look, even Mataji is saying that Jesus Christ and other prophets are not, because they are talking with cowherd boys, not cowherd, sheep. They are raising sheep in Middle East. Their knowledge is to that particular level, so they revealed that to those people. But in India, these rishis are meditating for 30,000 years. See their consciousness and their maturity, if they are so clean, pious, like Goswamis. So I think it's an interesting topic. I agree that, because it's Bharatavarsha, 20,000 years means the whole planet Earth. Now, maybe what will happen in 2,000 years, that, new countries will come and again the continents may split because of the natural process. So, but if you have any more information, share in the WhatsApp group. It's a good question, and we all, Prabhupada said, we are all lawyers, so we share in an evidence-based way, but thank you so much for all the association. Any other questions?
Prabhuji, I just wanted to add to this, whatever you were mentioning, the theory of, if you go into the science and geography, we have that, we have learned, that the theory of the continental drift, the Pangaea, originally the whole world is one, and then billions of years ago, and then later it moves on into and forms into different parts and continents. And that's the reason why I think when we were talking about, in fact, the incarnations too, Prabhuji, can't we think that it was incorporated in the whole big structure, right? So the demarcations had not been made at that point of time. So everything was considered, as you said, like a Bharat Varsha. So in Vedas also, they would be mentioning those incarnations. But in real, now if you compare it with the real time sense, so do you think that still it will be in the proper our Bharat Varsha only, in India only, those incarnations? Or maybe it was mentioned as Bharat Varsha, but now those particular things, places would be different, Prabhuji? I'm just inquiring. I don't know.
I will give you a verse. It just struck in my mind. It's second canto, fourth chapter, 18th verse. Kirata Huna Andhra Pulinda Pulkasah. This is in Srimad Bhagavatam. How interesting it is. Kirata means India. Huna means Germany and Russia. So I will repeat the verse. You can also check. Second canto, fourth chapter, 18th verse. Kirata, India, Huna, Germany, Russia, Andhra means Andhra Pradesh, Pulinda means Greek, Pulkasa means another province, Abhira Sumba means Sindhu, Yavana means Turks, and Kasa Adayas means Mongolia. Ye Anyecha Papayat. So they are mentioning like in Srimad Bhagavatam, even any place where people are doing Papa Karmas, Apashraya Ashrayaha, people who take shelter of devotees of Lord, Shujyanti Tasmai Prabhavishnave Namaha, they get purified. So this verse is talking about different countries. Maybe it's interesting, very interesting verse, 2.4.18. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so I will do a little bit more research and I will post it in Bhakti Sangha group if I find anything. Maybe I'll ask Gururaj Maharaj when I meet him today. So, yes. Are any other Maharajas today if I meet them?
Hare Krishna, okay. Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. We are ready to... Any other questions? Or else we'll end this call here. And I, you know, pray all of your mercy and New Year is coming. So I think, you know, I pray that we all will have more Krishna conscious New Year than this current year. So please bless me with the same thing also. Any other questions? Last minute questions? Because it's the same time, 7:30 almost.
If not, then we can end the call here. Vancha. Kalpatarubhyasya Sindhu Evacha Patitanam Pavinebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Prabhupad Ki Jai and Prasannatma His Grace Prasannatma Guru Maharaj Ki Jai.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. It was so nice to see, you know, Bhakti Sangha group members in, you know, Kirtan 50. It's very special. We always hear our voices and we never met each other. This weekend is very special. I met so many devotees from Bhakti Sangha group. So, yeah, here we have a small, nice gathering in Dallas. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.